It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. I'm Pete Hartman. Today, over the phone in the Nancy Blair Operations Studio, we're joined with Justin Castro. He's chair and associate professor in the Department of History at Arkansas State University. Justin, nice to speak with you.
Yeah, good to speak with you as well.
Now, we're talking today because Thursday is National Radio Day. You've actually written a book. It's called Radio in Revolution, Wireless Technology and State Power in Mexico.
I've long had a fascination with radio in general, just kind of a love for kind of music and broadcasting. And I was curious about how some regional musics became national music. You know, why do we think of mariachi as something national in Mexico when it's from one state in Mexico? But then as I dug into it, I became really fascinated just with the technology itself and its kind of role in war and governance. In a wide variety of topics. And so that's what got me into studying this book. And yeah, it's really about how radio technologies, first radio telegraphy, where they're doing like kind of dot, 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 you know, SOS stuff, to radio broadcasting, and how when that happens simultaneously as a revolution, how do those things affect each other, right? So how does changes in new communications technologies affect revolutions, and then how do revolutions affect the way that they, you know, incorporate communications into governing? What's awesome and then difficult about studying radio is that, you know, radio is pretty ephemeral, and so it wasn't always recorded, especially in its early years. Was able to find a lot of transcripts and stuff from, actually, they had these state officials that kind of spied on what was being broadcast because there were certain policies, and so they'd write down the different things that were being aired, especially in Mexico along the border. Right, some listeners might be familiar with the border blasters, right? The Mexican radio stations from back in the, really from the 30s to the 80s, right? Like Wolfman Jack and stuff that
right.
used to broadcast from Mexico across the United States, you know, on these really large kind of illegal clear channels. In some ways, it's kind of considered, I think, you know, an older technology because people think about, you know, people are on like Sirius XM or something like that, which is still actually technically a form of radio, but they don't think of kind of the old, like, AM, FM stations in the same way always. But you're also, a lot of people in, like, local communities in different parts of the world have kind of been bringing it back.
Speaking with Justin Castro with Arkansas State University, he's a historian who has written the book Radio in Revolution, Wireless Technology and State Power in Mexico. You know, when you went, as you said, kind of down this rabbit hole with how radio came about, is there anything that stands out more than anything in your mind with this medium and specifically its beginnings?
I think when you look at it, I mean, at the beginnings, I think like with a lot of kind of technologies, it's, you know, in some ways it was grounded very closely to what came before it. So that would be like, again, radio telegraphy, which is another form of radio. And then even kind of the postal service. And so in a lot of ways, people, I think, thought that radio broadcasting would be along those lines. And in that, they were ended up being kind of, you know, very much incorrect. It's one of those technologies that they thought would be kind of more of a person-to-person tool, kind of like a telephone or walkie-talkie. Or if you think about, like, ham radio operator. But it ultimately, you know, it was kind of music and entertainment that became the most kind of powerful, influential elements of it. The interesting thing that's transitioning is kind of the role of kind of state versus kind of private enterprise and how broadcasting was done. You know, would it be an educational thing or would it be for entertainment or could it be both? And who would oversee that? And so that was done very differently in different places across the world. And a lot of times that was kind of modeled off of precedents that had become before it. You know, so in the United States where you had much larger kind of private companies even directing things like, you know, AT&T and different telegraph, they took a larger role in broadcasting as well, you know, General Electric and RCA. Whereas then if you go to the models kind of like in Britain, parts of Europe, there's a much larger kind of state presence in all these, what they considered public ran utilities, and that radio was the same, in the same vein, really.
What's your favorite radio station?
What's my favorite radio station? You know, actually, it's probably here. I'm in Jonesboro, and so it's actually probably KASU, which is the public radio station. I mean, can't go wrong with really, you know, getting the local news and the local flavor of music. And so I actually have that on either streaming on my computer or when I go to work and back probably every day.
Justin Castro, chair and associate professor in the Department of History at Arkansas State University. Thanks so much for letting us know of a little bit of education on radio.
Hey, anytime. Thanks for having me.
National Radio Day is August 20th. To celebrate, you can call the KUAF Connects line, 479-575-6577, and let us know what radio means to your life. Again, the KUAF Connects line, 479-575-6577. Just leave a short message, and you might just get on the radio. It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. Local matters.